This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says in Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 90. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O you who believe, innamal khamru wal maisiru, most certainly intoxicated and gambling. Wal ansabu wal azlamu, dedication of stones, divination of arrows, rushthum min amali shaitan, these are Satan's handiwork. Fashtanibullalukum tuflihun. Abstain from this handiwork that you may prosper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that alcohol, gambling, dedication of stones, fortune telling, all these are Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it that you may prosper. All these things, it disrupts the universal brotherhood. Alcohol, gambling, fortune telling, dedication of stones. If you stay away from all these evil acts, which are signs of the devil, it will increase the universal brotherhood. Allah says in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 32, come not close to adultery, for it is a shameful deed and evil, opening other roads to evil. Adultery is prohibited in Islam. And Allah says in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 11 and 12, Allah says, let not one group of men laugh at the other. You may never know that the latter may be better than the former. Let not one group of women laugh at the other, you may never know, the latter may be better than the former. Do not call each other with offensive nicknames. Do not spy on one another. Do not backbite. Are you ready to eat the meat of your dead brother? Here Allah says that if you backbite, if you speak against someone behind his back, it is as though you are eating the meat of your dead brother. Eating the meat of human being is haram. But eating dead meat is double haram. Even the cannibals, they do not eat the meat of their own brothers. So Allah says that if you backbite, it is as though you are eating the meat of your dead brother. And Allah says in Surah Humazah, chapter number 104, verse number 1, وَيْلُلْ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every kind of scandal monger and backbiter. These are guidelines given in the Quran to promote universal brotherhood. But besides talking about universal brotherhood, Islam says you should exhibit universal brotherhood minimum 5 times every day in your practical life. I'm talking about the second pillar of Islam, that is Salah. When we offer Salah, we practically demonstrate universal brotherhood 5 times a day. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad SAW said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 1, in the book of Adhan, chapter number 75, hadith number 692, where Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said that when we stood for Salah, the shoulder of the companions touched the shoulder of the other companion, and our feet touched the feet of the companion. The beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawud, volume number 1, in the book of Salah, chapter number 245, hadith number 666, that the Prophet, before starting Salah, he said that close in your gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder, and do not leave any gap for the Satan. So when we offer Salah, it is compulsory that the Muslim, we should stand shoulder to shoulder and feet to feet, irrespective whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a king or a pauper. When you stand for Salah, you stand shoulder to shoulder, irrespective whether you're black or white, yellow or brown. When you stand for Salah, you stand shoulder to shoulder. We Muslims have to practically demonstrate universal brotherhood minimum 5 times a day. The other very good example of universal brotherhood is the fifth pillar of Islam, that is Hajj. The Hajj is the biggest annual gathering in the world. And during Hajj, nowadays, about 4 million people come from different parts of the world. From America, from Canada, from UK, from Malaysia, from Indonesia, from India. 4 million people. And the men, they are dressed up in 2 pieces of unsewn cloth, preferably white. You cannot differentiate the person standing next to you whether he's a king or a pauper. When you're in ihram, the purpose of the ihram is that all of them, they wear the same clothes, 2 pieces of unsewn white cloth. You cannot identify the person standing next to you whether he's a king or a pauper. And you say the talbiyah, labbaik allahumma labbaik, labbaik allahumma labbaik. Here I come, O my Lord, here I come at your service. More than 4 million people from different parts of the world, of different nationalities, different colors. They come only at the service of the Lord. That is the best example of universal brotherhood.